Thirdly, he practices what is called kshanti. It's very difficult to translate this by any one word. It means a number of things. It means patience. Patience with people. Long suffering. Patience when things don't go your way. It also means tolerance. Allowing other people to have their own thoughts, their own ideas, their own beliefs, even their own prejudices. It also means love, kindliness, and it also means receptivity, openness, ability to take things in, and especially it means receptivity to higher spiritual truths. It's very difficult to be really and truly receptive, really and truly to take in. We hear something or we're told something very, very important, important from the spiritual point of view, but it doesn't go right in. There are so many barriers, there are so many obstacles. Maybe the mind receives it and starts playing around with it, doesn't let it really seek in or sink into the deepest part of one's being. The mind, as it were, stops it halfway, or prejudices stop it halfway, or negative emotions stop it halfway. But we're not able really and truly to receive it. We'll be seeing something more about this in next week's lecture, by the way. So this is kshanti, the third of these disciplines leading to enlightenment, consisting of patience and tolerance and love and receptivity.